Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So feeling this song by Latrice Pace. This is called Shadow. And right after the song, we're going to speak with her in a live interview. This is Real Gospel.
Pastures where we lie, drinking from pools.
know, gospel is the place where God gets the glory, and artists definitely get to tell their story. She was born into Atlanta's first family of gospel. Latrice was destined to venture into the ministry of music, having 9 siblings to precede her, all artists in the gospel industry. She felt it was necessary to create a path of her own, and here she is, the one, the only trailblazing through the music industry, Latrice A. Pace. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me. I got confused for a minute. I was like, you talking about me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And so I always like to say, for listeners who, first and foremost, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, you at home. Okay.
Yes. I am home for now.
Okay, I have family in Atlanta. I went to high school in Athens, Georgia. So I'm very familiar.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta's the place.
Awesome.
So for people who are not familiar with the Pace family because they're new to the body of Christ, give us a little history about your family and who you are.
Okay, my family, we're born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, Pool Creek, actually, a little subdivision called Pool Creek. I have 9 sisters, 1 brother. He's the oldest. He was a pastor. He's deceased now. My sisters started a gospel group, the Anointed Pace Sisters. From there, one of my other sisters, Shawn Pace, she broke off and went solo. Many people may know her from the traditional song, There's a Leak in This Old Building, or I Know I've Been Changed. She began to travel with Tyler Perry, David Talbert. I started traveling with her, and that's how my career in the theatrical arts started. That's my family. My brother had a gospel choir. My dad sang quartet. My mother sang in the choir. My sister Duranis, she's a social media sensation. She's known for just lifting spirits wherever she is in song. That's my family.
Amen. So let's talk about you. What do you consider, what do you enjoy doing most? You do some acting, correct?
I do. Yes, I do.
I don't mean to minimize it, but you do a tremendous amount.
No. And,
no?
That's
huh?
fine. No.
Okay. So you do that. You're involved in music. So which do you sort of enjoy the most? I know it's tough because I know you enjoy both, because I'm looking at, you know, the things that you've done, but what do you enjoy? What gets you up in the morning? Yeah.
It is hard to choose because each thing meets a certain need in me. And whatever need that is, it's all fulfilling. I love acting. I love the stage. But I also love singing and worshiping in church. That meets a spiritual need. And acting does as well meet a spiritual need in an interesting way, which some people may not realize, but it's because the Creator created us to create. So whatever I'm doing and whenever I'm creating, if it's in the church or on the stage or on film or TV, it's all fulfilling. So it's really hard, but I really, really love acting.
So let me ask you this. Does mm-hmm. acting bring out more of your singing? Does it take you to a place mentally that feeds your spirit because you can sort of interpret the words differently now?
Absolutely, because you have to paint that picture. The even though you're doing dialogue, the song is just an extension of that dialogue. So you have to really create that picture through the lyrics of the song and through the melody and through your choices, and not just sing, you know, because sometimes in church, we'll just get up and just sing and we want to wreck the house and kill them and scream and squall. But are you really connecting mm-hmm. to the people? Are you becoming a distraction, or are you painting the picture of Christ and bringing them back in alignment with him being the center of whatever they're dealing with? So that's a lot of times, I think that's, you just had me make a realization. I think that's why I love theater most, because you really have to paint that picture and let that song be an extension of the dialogue.
Amen, amen. So what play, I'm going to use the word play as in, you know, you go, you see a play. What play did you first see that you realized, I want to do that? What particular do you remember?
It was Tyler Perry's "I Know I've Been Changed." I think more so it was "I Can Do This," because I was my sister Sean's understudy, and at the top of the show every night, it started. The house was pitch black, theater pitch black, and it started in A flat, and she would break out with "No, I've been changed." So me being her understudy, whenever she had to go out and do her concert dates, I would have to fill those shoes. And to hear the crowd respond to me as if I were her, it was amazing. I was like, I can do this. So it was Tyler Perry's "I Know I've Been Changed."
That is amazing. Wow.
It is.
That's amazing. So your new song called "Shadow," tell us a little bit about this song.
"Shadow" is simply Psalm 91. "You who sit in the secret place of the Almighty, you shall rest in His shadow." And I when God told me that it was time for me to record my solo project, I really wasn't sure how to go about doing it, because I knew for sure I did not want to do cover tunes. So my prayer was, God, if you want me to release a sound, you give me the sound, you give me the songs, you give me the lyrics, you give me the melodies. And I gave Him some time, and every morning in prayer, he literally gave me a song every morning. It was bits and pieces, but he was putting the entire project together. And "Shadow" was one of the songs, actually the second song that was birthed in that process. And He was just basically assuring me, stay in my shadow, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you will face, no matter what doubts and fears you may even have about yourself, about this industry, about where this record is going to go. Stay in my shadow, obey me, and you're going to be good.
Amen.
That was it.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you wrote "Shadow." How did the musical team? What was the who helped you? You know, put all this together.
Actually, it was God. It was literally. I would hear the melody, and I would record it on my voice note on my phone, mm-hmm. and then I would take it to my nephew, and I was like, "Hey, can you play this for me?" I didn't ask anybody to put the music, to arrange music to it. I already went to them with it, so it's like, I just need you to play what I'm singing. And my nephew, he did the demos, and then I got with the producer, and we embellished it with an actual professional band and a musical director.
That is simply amazing.
Yes,
so
yes.
Why was it important to you not to have any covers on this particular project?
Simply because I don't fight anybody that does that, but because growing up in a family of 10 that's in the music industry, and they're doing it so well, and you're second guessing your gift and what your ability is. I wanted songs that were tailor made for me. And the only way to get songs that were created and tailor-made for me was to go to my creator. I could take any other cover tune and try to make it me, but it's not me. So I wanted the songs to be authentic to my voice, my timbre, my tone, all of that. Because I knew that He had something for me to get to the world, and not just relaying another message that's already been released, but in a different way. I just want it fresh. That's it. I want it fresh.
Wow, that's amazing. So, on this particular project, which is forthcoming, what else can we expect from it? Where are we with it?
Right now we are in the last phases, and it will actually be out this. I want people to just expect to hear God. And when they hear God in the songs about whatever it is they're supposed to be doing, that they would be pissed to obey immediately. No delayed obedience, because delayed obedience is simply disobedience. Just obey Him and trust Him. Because that was the process of me actually doing it. God, I trust You. I'm going to obey You. I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how the songs are going to turn out. I don't know how the world is going to respond to it. But I know that I am obeying You. So that is what I want the people to do, to feel and get when they hear it.
Amen. Any guest artists on the project?
No guest artists that people would be familiar with. And that was something my producer and I went back and forth with. And I don't ever want to sound super deep or spooky, but God never released anything like that to me. You should have this one on it. And there was nobody that ever came to mind. And there was one person that came to mind, and I was never able to reach him, and it was Don Moen. I wanted Don Moen on it, but it didn't happen. But there are no guests that anybody would be familiar with, because I just want the drawing card to be God. I want the drawing card to be the music. I want the drawing card to be people hearing the heart of God, and not Sonso presents Latrice or Latrice featuring Sonso. So I'm sorry.
I know that sounds deep, but it doesn't.
That's my heart.
No, it does not. It sounds like God has groomed you and prepared you for a time such as now. And that, and it's just amazing. And I only have a couple of minutes with you left, and I appreciate your time. And so I guess I'm asking on behalf of the listeners, because this is what God has given me to ask you. How does one find their own voice and find their own way when you come from a family of persons in different ranges? For instance, you have a very famous family, but I guess in terms of just being in a large family in itself, how do you find your own identity?
In Christ, I had to stop allowing people inside and even outside to compare me to my siblings, because I will never be Sean. I will never be Niecy. I will never be Leslie. I will never be any of them. I had to find myself in Christ. So it took years of praying, God, help me to see myself the way you see me. Help me to find my voice in you. And that's the only way we can find our identity, is in Christ. You can take a journey to Bali if you want to. You can go all the way to Africa. That may be some assistance, but you have got to pull away from social media and all of the influences and all of the comparisons, and dig in the Word and get on your knees and pray and ask God to help you to find your identity in Him.
Amen. That is so amazing, and it's just so well needed. And are there any projects other than the music project? Are you currently touring, doing any plays, any upcoming movies? What are you involved in?
I am currently in a production of Footloose, a musical theatrical production of Footloose. I'm in negotiations for a movie.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to Switzerland over the summer. I'm sorry, not summer. Christmas for a gospel tour.
Okay. So the movie, can you divulge any information about the movie?
I cannot. I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Oh, wow. That's okay. We'll be on the lookout for you. When you are on stage, what name do you go by? Just Latrice Pace when you're out?
Latrice Pace. Or you can go to latricepace.com, and it'll take you to everything.
Gotcha. Okay, I won't keep you any longer. I know that you're a very busy individual. Is there anybody in your hometown, city of Atlanta, your church family, anybody you want to give a shout out to right now?
Yes, Elizabeth Baptist Church, Southside Church, everybody everywhere. I love you.
Elizabeth Baptist Church, the pastor is?
Correct, Dr. Craig L. Oliver.
Okay, and service times are?
Ooh, we have 5 locations. Go to ElizabethBaptistChurch.com and you'll find it.
That's how you do it. And last but not least, this is my absolute last question. Can you tell the listeners how they can find out more about you, your music? I know you said .com, but like your social media handles, all that stuff.
I'll give you all of them. You can go to LatricePace.com on Facebook, and on Facebook is Latrice Pace. On Instagram and Twitter is Theatrical Pace.
Theatrical Pace.
Okay. Yes.
See, I would have never figured it. I've got to write that down, because I'm going to follow you today. Theatrical Pace. All right. Well,
Thank you. Much
continued success to you and all that you do. You've got nothing but love and support coming from us. And you're welcome. I just really appreciate your time and your energy and your ministry. And hey, thank you so much, Latrice A. Pace. Thanks for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Please let me also take this time out to let you know, if you miss any of these great interviews that I do on this program, you can always go to my website, realgospelwiththexman.com. Realgospelwiththexman.com. I've got so many interviews posted there. Just look for the podcast. You will not be disappointed. I promise you, you shall not be disappointed. If you have a request, you can leave me a message. If you just want to tell me how much you love the show, you can leave me a message there. I would love to hear from you. I really, really, really would. All right, stand by. The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is right after this.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.